Hi, Pam. How are you, sir?
How are you doing?
Playing around the room.
Uh-huh.
Have a good weekend?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Yes, I can't go.
Why?
Can't sit in there.
Good. That's good news.
Thomas, did you switch the chair?
Did I? I didn't. I'm not guilty of that, Judge.
Don't get tired, you may have to hold that.
I sat down that sucker and I thought it was lucky. No, I thought it was falling.
Just pass it around a little bit.
Heck, you had it last court, didn't you?
Yeah.
Everybody needs to experience it.
Laura put some notes on these chairs and leave them off.
Leave them up here.
That's right.
Five after nine, I'll call the recognition of the Commissioner of Court, Thomas County, to order. I'll note for the record that notices have been posted for the appropriate amount of time preceding the convening of this meeting. Let's stand for the pledge and invocation. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Yes, sir. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day and all your many blessings. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask you to be with this court today, and we pray that the decisions we make will be for the best interest of the people of this county. We ask you to be with our leaders of this state and of our nation. We ask you to be with the leaders all over the world. We ask you to be with our men and women that are serving and protecting our freedom. And we be thy will, dear Heavenly Father. We pray that they might be able to come back home safely. Just always be with us, guide us, and protect us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We welcome all of you to our meeting this morning. The first item on the agenda is public comments or requests for information on non-agenda items. In accordance with section 551.042 of the government code, it
Design plans to approve that approval, you'll see all the permits will be part of the PSD package. So that should handle that issue, and I think that's what, when they sat and talked about it sort of step-by-step fashion this last week, everyone realized that, okay, they would have no chance to see the fact that the permits had been obtained prior to project moving construction.
If I recall, there was no public comment made at the hearing.
Yes, sir.
Were any, do you know if any written comments were received by landowners or citizens?
I don't believe there were. Terry, do you remember on 2348?
Yes, there were written comments that were submitted at the public hearing, got in the box along with supporting documentation. Those are all part of the public hearing summary report that was what we had to revise from the Ponzi.
And that had to do with the connection of the road and the extension of the road.
That had to do with the alignment of the road to line with the existing set.
But
those have been answered sufficiently. The feds didn't have an issue about that. We talked through all those issues, and they were fine with that. It's just sort of this epic sheet or the environmental permits issues and commitment sheet that's part of the final PSD. They wanted to see a finalized one. And of course, right in second, you can't finalize it. Working on it as soon as we get the whole permit, that'll be the last piece of that, and we can send it through. That's what they agreed to on the conference call last week.
The clearing and grubbing contract, is that a locally issued contract, or is it something that TxDOT has to put out for bid?
We will issue all the contracts for these three projects will be issued by Tice County. Advertised by Tice County, and we'll do it on your behalf. Awarded to this court, and we'll go to TxDOT to do that. The difference is, I think, with the clarity and grubbing, and the way that we have always worked with TxDOT is, you know, in all these past programs or projects, there is always sufficient local money that's really not going to be reimbursed to cover issues like clarity and grubbing. And since the right of way belongs to Tice County, because we've been purchasing it in your name, it's always been treated as a locally led project, but you know, some districts are a little more hesitant than other districts. TxDOT doesn't run as uniformly across all districts as they would like to think they do, and this district particularly was nervous about having a clarity and grubbing contract, even though it's outside of any land that they, any right of way that they currently own. But it's it was not worth or it was better to move forward and let them look at it to keep the peace than it was to raise an issue or something like that. be our good partners when we finish these projects out. So
a person last week called about, and I told him it would be in the paper, and it would I would, once that goes out, I would call him and let him know that he could bid on it.
And for the court's information, anyone that you might hear is interested in bidding on any of the projects, whether it's a roadway project, clarity grubbing, we keep a database of those people at our office. And so if you hear someone, if you can refer that to our office, then when we put the plan set out to bid, we'll automatically send copies of those plan sets to people who are already on the list, and then of course we'll send them out to anyone who requests one as a response to the advertisement.
I know on 271 you'd mentioned that the archaeological people are just about through with that.
Yes, sir.
On 2348, are we going to?
There's one site that we have to go back in and look at. There's one site on 2348, and there's one site on 1000 that once we have right of way, we'll have to go back in and do some examination of. But I don't see that either of those are something that's going to hold up the long-term progress of the project. We'll ask them to try to put parcels that are impacted by archaeological
private lands is provided by a partnership that includes soil conservation districts, state conservation agencies, other federal agencies, tribes, and the USDA Natural Resources Conservation Service. Whereas the Natural Conservation Service has established an important conservation partnership with farmers and ranchers in Texas. Whereas now is the time to recognize the contributions of the Natural Resources Conservation Service and its partner, and increase awareness among the state citizens of the importance of natural resources. Now, therefore, I, Sam Russell, Titus County Judge, do proclaim April 27, 2010 as Conservation Day in honor of the 75th anniversary of the Natural Resources Conservation Service in the state of Texas, and urge all citizens to celebrate this special observance, and further to reflect on ways that together that we can contribute to a healthy environment, make Texas an even greater place to live, work, and raise a family.
Motion, we approve this proclamation.
Second.
Have a motion by Commissioner Field, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, to approve proclamation number 06-10, proclaiming April 27th as Conservation Day. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number five, consider possibly approve Jewel Lee as a reserve deputy constable for precinct 2.
I talked to Cleve this weekend. Mm-hmm. He recommended that he was at one time his
reserve deputy,
and he went to work in the sheriff's department and had to step down, and now he wants to reapprove him. I know a lot of times he goes, rides with him with mental patients and stuff like this, and because of his recommendation, I will make that motion. Approve Jewel Lee as reserve deputy constable precinct 2.
There's a second. Motion by Commissioner Field, seconded by Commissioner Boggs, to approve Jewel Lee as reserve deputy constable for precinct 2. Is there any other discussion on this item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number six. Six and seven are both matters that Tim Taylor has requested that we approve. Item number six, consider possibly approve public sale, date, location of tax property by the sheriff. That's for June 5th at the Titus County Civic Center. It's pertains to delinquent tax property in Titus County. I believe Brett Thomas is probably going to handle the auction for these properties. We have a motion on item number six to approve.
I'll make a motion, Judge.
I second.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, to approve the public sale of delinquent tax property to be held on June 5th at the Civic Center. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item number seven is to approve the public sale for property that's already been struck off to Titus County. There's eight tracts of land and a mobile home as a result of previous delinquent tax sales where no bids were received. So is there a motion on item number seven?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Hockaday, seconded by Commissioner Hinton, to approve public sale.
noticed on yours, Teresa, you've got 20 computers?
I do. Well, I have actually 17, but I wanted to make sure that I had enough if there was another computer added in the future, which I don't see that happening, but it was not a little bit difference between them. I have four more that are going out of rotation that are getting ready to, that have to be replaced. And they'll be just another computer. By the time I get to that, I'll have 17 total.
Where are all of them?
I have three upstairs. I have one in here. I have six in this office right here. I have one in my office. I have three in the public view. And when I do the final rotation, I'll have six in there. And two of the ones that are in public view will probably die in the next, in the near future. So I have 17.
You have to buy the licenses of five. It's not Microsoft sell the licensing. So we always, you got to round up here for somebody else.
I've seen a couple of those computers we did in the county clerk's office. We might round down.
That's all I'm sure.
You're saying that your office is mandated by the state to have these servers in place?
Last month is when it's put into effect. They now have state and federal tax liens that they do electronic fund transfer. And we have to sign an agreement. We have to make an agreement that we will have and do have an adequate virus protection on our system.
Like
we cannot do that right now. I will not do that right now. I don't have any protection on my computer from that.
Electronic fund transfer for what?
State tax liens and federal tax liens.
I mean, who's transferring the money?
The state. When they pay to file the liens against people, the public, they file
so it's
pay.
A filing fee, not a.
It's a fee, yes, a filing fee. Tax liens and federal tax liens.
And the government has to pay the filing fee?
Yes, sir.
That's the first.
Yeah.
I know it's hard to see, and I understand that it's a lot of money you're talking about. Which
well,
is going to recommend it.
This is the bottom of the pit. I mean, the bottomless hole is always.
I'm trying to wrap it up.
Well, it ain't going to get wrapped up, though, Sean. I mean, there's going to be something else down the road, you know? So.
Well, just to help us address multiple issues.
I'd be shocked, but it's quite frankly.
If we had adequate security on our terminal through net data or wherever, we wouldn't be having the problems we're having with the sheriff's department. We wouldn't be having the problems that we're having with the county clerk's office. Wouldn't be having the problems that Carl's having in the auditor's office. There's obviously got to be some solution to the viruses that we're getting on our computers. And there may be 30 ways to solve it. But the advice that I've got, other than yours, it says domain controller is the most efficient and effective way to control access to your computers with people who want to do bad things. And that's the reason why I brought it to the agenda. And I'll make the motion that we buy the proposal for the general county use.
Got a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion and a second to approve acquiring another server for the county with all the antivirus protection on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, show the judge voting no. Item number 9, consider possibly take action on security system.
any other bid or other proposal from whoever else you're talking about? Where is it?
Let's see, we had one.
I got new ones here.